Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today, and we welcome back Pastor and Mrs. Otero and Pastor back in the pulpit today, and we are grateful for the other men, for Ramil Yalde and for Pastor Tomlinson, who stood in the pulpit in pastor's absence, and we thank God for that. There will be a deacons meeting at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we hope that the deacons will be able to attend. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading our Sunday Bible study and in Search the Scriptures. And also, if you would please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert for activities this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 108, verses 3 and 4. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let us begin our worship with hymn number 62, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Oh,
Let us continue our worship with hymn number 112, Blessed Redeemer. Stand now as we sing hymn number 124, Lead Me to Calvary.
Remain standing for prayer. First, before I pray, I want to thank Pastor Greg and Ramil for taking my place on the pulpit and many obligations of the church as I was inspecting the water in Mexico. All right. It was a good vacation, very restful, and I'm so thankful as I grew up in age, I'm so thankful that I can do all the things I did, and I look around all the other Americanos my age with canes and wheelchairs and so on, and here is me running wild. I can believe how gracious the Lord is for me and how grateful we went. Every day we thank the Lord there in our condominium. We thank the Lord that he's so gracious to give me the vitality to serve him until he takes me away. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful that as a church body, we opened the doors of this place, the church of the living God, the church of Jesus Christ. And Father, we are ready, our hearts thrilled to praise your name because you are our mighty God and you have provided for us a way of access to heaven through Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Father. As a church body, we thank you for your care upon our life, as I mentioned. We move one place and the other, and we do things, and sometimes we take for granted our health that you have given us. And we want to recognize your mercy upon our life. And thank you, Father, for even when we are sick, the strength and the good medicine and the good hospitals of this great country, they provide for us health. And Father, we pray for Mrs. Campana. She is there in Pacific Hill, and we pray that she will release from the tension that she is, and that one day we will see her back right here. We pray for Tom Curley, Lord, that you will complete his healing in a marvelous way. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who fulfill your word and you take care of us. And we are extremely thankful. We also are grateful for our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Vendagno, Marta Poretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. All these people with different areas of work in a complete different environment, but you have given them the gift to serve and to lead other people to Christ. And Laura, as I share my life with most Americans in the area of Mexico, most of them are without God. Have no idea who you are and have no idea what Jesus has done. The more I share my life and my thoughts with them, more I'm aware that the weakness of this country is that we have failed as a church body to share the gospel clearly and completely so that the people may come to you. And so, Father, as a church body and as a pastor, I ask you to give me the strength to proclaim the gospel clearly, to give that gospel the thoughts that belong to you and the scripture, whether people like it or not, with clarity. And as I was in Mexico and we can listen to our church, I was so grateful, Father, that I was able to share with many our internet address so that they can listen to our broadcast. Not because we want more audience. It is because we want more people in America to know you as Lord and Savior. I thank you, Lord, that my partner in the ministry had the same focus. He wants people to know Christ. I want people to know Christ. Whether they come to this church or not, that's insignificant. The key is that you use us, O God, to proclaim that Jesus Christ saved, that he died for our sins, that he was resurrected by your power, declare the Son of God and the very presence of mighty heaven, and then the high priest who listened to our prayers. So, Father, help us with kindness and meekness and with love. Keep on sharing the beauty of Christ till you come. In Jesus we pray, and we pray most every Sunday with thanksgiving because your provision for the ministry. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle to the Hebrews. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1309. We will be reading Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance, again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldst not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth waiting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the written record of your word, which stands forever. We are grateful that by your grace alone, you have enabled us, by your gift of faith, to believe and put our trust and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. As believers, we rejoice that the Lord Jesus has become our redemption and our righteousness by his once-for-all sacrifice for our sins. And we now have perfect standing before you. We pray for constant awareness that we may be obedient to that word in all we think or say or do. We pray for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, that you would bless him with all wisdom as he returns to the pulpit now to bring that message from the scriptures that you would have us understand today. Bless those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD that they might also rejoice in this great salvation only made possible through that grace that comes through Jesus Christ. And in his name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.